everybody. Welcome to the show. You know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tego. And as always, you know, I love bringing experts from everywhere in the world. And today is no different. Today we have Klaas Van Oosterholt. Now, hopefully I said that correctly because he coached me a little bit. But this guy loves to be a dad. He loves being a family man. But he also loves helping you get your ideal life. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is brought to you in part by PodNation TV, the podcast to broadcast network. Expert Talk is produced and distributed by Melrose 11 LLC. Lights, cameras, take action with Melrose 11.
What's happening?
Doing good. Thanks for inviting me for being on the show. I'm very excited about it.
Thanks for being on the show. Now, where are you in the world and what heck time is it?
All right, it's 9 p.m., past 9 p.m. And right now I'm living in Spain. I was actually born in the Netherlands. And now, 12 years ago, decided to move to Spain. And been living here for a while now, with the family now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, I've got to ask before we get into everything, you know, I don't know if people are watching this in 2035 or 2048, but right now it's July of 2021. And how are we feeling about who won the World Cup, the Euro Cup? What's going on?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I mean, you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes, you know, I'm born in the Netherlands, so I'm definitely, you know, I'm rooting for the Netherlands always. So I'm not going to lie. I was upset when, you know, when the Netherlands got eliminated pretty quickly.
We're saying pretty quickly. Okay. We're going to let you get away with that.
for me, that was, yeah. Then Spain, Italy was, and it was a good game and Italy won just, you know, just like that. And I said, from the beginning, when I saw the first match of Italy, I'm like, these are the guys that are going to win it. They looked better. They were sharper, more concentrated. They had the more balanced out team.
Awesome. I had to ask, man, before we get into the interview, you know, I had to touch on it because you and I, we had a conversation a few days ago and that's what we kind of wrapped our conversation up with, was talking about, you know, what was coming up and you were about to go watch it and all that. So I had to just, you know, bring that up. But let's talk about it. You know, from the top of your bio, the absolute top, you talk about loving being a husband, a dad, a family man. Why is that so important to you?
Why is that so important to me? Wow, that's a great question. It's just it's part of me. It's part of what's closest. It's part of what, on one hand, I've been taught, on one hand, no. So my parents have both always been entrepreneurs and they've been phenomenal parents. However, they've always been working. And I really wanted to have kids and then I wanted to be with that kids. And I had a different view on how my parents were doing it at the moment and now doing it my way. So I figured along the way, my way of how I like to do it best. And I love that balance between, especially now it's summer, the kids are off. When I tell people how many hours I work every day, they go nuts. I don't work that much during the summer because it's my goal, my vision to not have to work while the kids are at home. Kids are young, they're 5 and 8. They're both boys, they love football. So today only, I think we played 3 hours of football. Yesterday was 4. So today only 3 because, you know, I had to go on the show with you. Yeah, you made.
Oh, great. Now they're mad at me.
Yep. I was just going to say you made 2 enemies for life. And I just love that. It's about that. It's about living what I feel is my dream. And I get to live it at some extent. I'm still building on you know, making it even better. But to some extent, I'm living it already. And that's what I look at and that's what I teach. It's like people pretend like I'm an entrepreneur and what I need to do is I need to make lots and lots of money to be able then to provide my family.
Yeah.
To later on figure out actually that money part was the least of what actually they wanted from me, whether that's, you know, the mom or the dad. What the kids really want is just having tons and tons of time with them, as much time as they can. And and I'm not gonna lie, right now we turn the TV on so they won't come in, because the whole week they've been coming in and coming and check out. Who's daddy talking to this time? However, it's part of my life and I love that. I have no lock on my door. I ask it sometimes, like, how do you keep your kids out when you're working, right? And some people have, like, you know, when it's really important, they have like signs and signals and locks and I don't know what. And I have an open door and they know that. And then it's up to me to make sure that, you know, I'll keep that to a limit, especially when I'm a guest.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. Cause I know there are people out there watching right now, and especially, you know, we're supposedly coming through this COVID thing. Everything's opening up, all the clubs. I mean, I'm in Vegas right now. All the shows are open. We had like 4 million guests or something come to Las Vegas for the 4th of July weekend. It was insane. And people are feeling like they're chasing, they're trying to make up for the year they lost. You know, and it's like, you can't go back in time. You can't make that time up. All you can do is move forward. And what seems to be happening is they're spending less time with their family because they feel like they've already spent so much time in the last year, you know, and it's like, no, it's time for daddy and mommy to go back to work. And we get back to our regular schedule. So what would you tell them about the parents about how to balance, how to find that time? Because they're going, I'm doing 12-hour work days now. I don't have time for, you know, football and hanging out in the park. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if that's your vision, if you want to live your life, then who am I to tell you different? However, you have to know from your core that that's absolutely your vision. Don't tell somebody else's dream. Don't tell somebody else's vision or how society sees how we should live and how we should go to our job and et cetera, et cetera. So if you know what your vision is, then just try and work towards making that a reality. Now, if you're happy working your 9-to-5, then by all means, and then figure out everything else. I have clients and myself as well. I used to have a job and as well working on building up my entrepreneurial business. There's nothing harder than doing that and being a parent. And not just that, but being a husband, first taking care of yourself, then taking care of, you know, making sure that your wife understands, like, I love you and I want to be with you. And then making sure the kids understand that as well. It's not easy. And all you got to do is just schedule. Like, I schedule the heck out of my day. Like, when I show the schedule that I set for the kids, people are like, wow, that's a full day. I say, yes. But people think like I'm a robot and I go from like 6 o'clock when I wake up until like 10 o'clock when I go to sleep. Like, every hour is filled in. Like, yes, every hour is filled in. It just doesn't mean that every hour is happening exactly the way that I had it in my mind. Right. So we have planned, for example, we used to have planned at 8 o'clock in the morning. We go and practice football because it's hot and that way we could play in a playground. It didn't work. Because the kids go way late to bed. The reason why, we play football at night as well, because it's cooler, right? So from 7 to 9, 9:30, we're playing football. Then they come home. They still have to eat, right? They take their time. And by the time they go to sleep, when I would wake them up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I had 2 zombies. Like halfway to week, they're like, so there was no more football training. Then the whole schedule went, okay, great. But however, I had a schedule. The only way that I can figure out now is how can I make that even more perfect for me is by having one and then figuring out, okay, that 8 o'clock training, that doesn't work. Let's swap it around. Let's go look for a different area. We found the perfect new playground. It's a little further away. However, it's perfect because it has shade until like 1 o'clock. Ah. So now we train there. We start at 11. from 11 to 12. So we train, I have them give study times, little like 30 minutes every, like three times a day. So we move that now to in the morning. And then we move the 11 o'clock where we had the study time, we move that now to football training. 12 o'clock is free time. They can do whatever they want. Guess what? They want to do more football training. So now we're, instead of being 1 hour, now we get to spend 2 hours just playing with the football thing, what they love. And they have their study time and they have their screen time. And I love it. They have such a great balance. This week is just absolutely phenomenal. I love every single day of it. And yes, I'm exhausted. Yes, I'm worried sometimes, like, am I doing enough for my business? Am I doing enough for, you know, for my audience, for my potential clients, for my clients, etc.? Absolutely. However, I worry about that in the moments that I'm not with them. When I'm with them, and that's where the schedule helps again, I can switch off my mind because I know what's coming up. And they know what's coming up, which is great. Like, I can have clients, I can have this call, and they know, like, now they need to eat, and they need to then get ready, brush their teeth, and go to bed. They probably won't because they're waiting for me. That's okay, right? But they also know that when I have client calls, which you know, I mainly focus on Europe, I have client calls in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, and that's sometimes during their study time. They know it's study time. So by the time that I'm done, and I come in, they're doing their study stuff, right? That's what
Let me ask you, are you living your ideal life?
Partly, yeah.
Partly. Okay.
I think, and that's healthy as well, is if I would say like, yes, I'm living my ideal life now, one, right now, I would be lying because it's not true. But two, then that would mean, you know, there's a saying, I can't remember who says it, but they're saying like a shark needs to move forward. As soon as a shark stops or move backwards, he dies. That's the same for us. So I must be all the time looking at like, okay, if I'm living my perfect ideal life right now, something's wrong. I need to improve. I need to think again. I need to sit down and look, what's my next step? So I already know what my next step is and how to, you know, what I need to work on to make that happen. And I'm taking action on that. And that's only done by taking the time to actually plan, like knowing like large vision speaking, what do I want to do? And then what do I want to be at the end of this year? However, the biggest problem is when people have, like, first of all, most people don't have a vision, right? That's one. And when they do, then the problem comes that the gap is so big that they're actually like, oof, nah, it's never going to happen. Or, you know, they start working so hard because they think that they need the money to make that vision happen. And for me, it was, I think, 2 years ago that my big vision, I was thinking, wait a minute, what I truly, truly want, and I set that as a goal for this year, I have no revenue goal this year. My only goal is, and it's of course tied to a revenue, but it's not a revenue goal, is don't work when kids are at home. Sorry, I looked to the left because I have here a whole wall full of my goals, and it's don't work when kids are at home. And that's not easy. That means in the weekends, I'm not working. That means summer, like when they have vacation, that would mean that I won't be working. That would mean that they go to school from 9 o'clock to 1 or 9 o'clock till 2, depending on where we're at in the calendar. That means the afternoons, I won't be working. I have clients from the United States or from Canada. They can't come on that early, right? Because 3 o'clock in the afternoon for me, that's when, you know, that's when you wake up.
It's like 5 in the morning. Yeah, it's like 5 in the morning or something like that.
5, 6, depends on of course where you at. But for you, yes, it will be 5. For of course, for the other side, it would be like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right? And that's when I have some of my American clients, which is great. However, for me, then it's not, because I'm not living my complete vision. So I'm not there yet, right? However, I'm close. However, I started making decisions according to what my vision is instead of making decisions on according to how much money I want to make. So I'm not making like tons and tons of money. However, I get to spend tons and tons of time with my wife, with our sons, and that is, to me, is my dream, right? So that's why I'm like a little hesitant when you ask me like, are you living your dream? Partly I would say like, yeah. Other side, I'm like, not there yet, but you know, that's part of the game, part of staying hungry. Like we was talking about Les Brown, for example, like you gotta be hungry, you always gotta be hungry, because if not, you know,
I totally hear you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you build your own ideal life and a couple of really cool programs that he has and what we're going to be doing next. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is brought to you in part by PodNation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tego. And as usual, you know, we got somebody great sitting in the wings, and we were just about to get into how do we build our ideal life. So let's welcome back Klaas, and we're going to get into it. What's happening, Klaas? How are you? So how does someone that's at home right now that spent the last year pretty much going, am I ever going to get out of my house? Am I ever going to go back to my real life? And now they're ready to expand their business, maybe stop working in corporate America, or they have a whole nother idea. Maybe they want to be a part-time worker and stay home with their kids because they really got used to being home over the last year. How do you help people, you know, when they're trying to find their ideal life? What do you tell them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Actually, the question. So I actually do something with my clients. And they, as well as me, the first thing that I ask them to do, we don't like that much, but it's very profound. And I actually give them the assignment to write their own eulogy, meaning they write the letter, the note that somebody's going to speak. And in this case, they themselves are going to speak when they pass away. Now, as I said, nobody likes that because we don't like to think about us being, we're going to die at some point, right? However, we are. And knowing how you want to be perceived as a person when you die gives you the opportunity to work on that right now. And what I like for my clients is for them to realize is like, listen, I don't have all the time in the world. Like we think like, oh yeah, I got all the time in the world. Don't have to worry about anything. You know, if I don't do something one day, then it's okay. If I lay in my bed all day and don't worry about my kids, it's okay. And to one extent, that's true, but on the other extent, it's not. What if then you got out of bed and you walked and you slipped and you fell with your head on the sink and then it's end of the day and no more waking up? So I first want them to do that so that they know exactly how they want people to talk about and how they want people to remember them by. And again, it's not easy. It is and it's not, because every time I talk to my clients, they're like, wow, this is actually really cool. And then they have to do that in a week. And then 4 weeks later, they still have none.
Well, you know, it's like very touching for me that you say that, because the joke for me has always been, you know, how do you want to be remembered? Blah, blah, blah. It's like by that time I'm gone. So say whatever the heck you want to say. But now that you say that, I'm going, wait a minute. What if they say all the wrong things? Maybe I need to do what you're saying, because that really did hit home with me. Wow.
Yeah.
How do I want to be perceived and remembered? That's really neat.
Right. Exactly. And the cool thing is, and that's the benefit that you have, right? You get to interview all these amazing guests and ask them questions and then learn from that. When I had a business called Become a Fearless Father, which now changed or transitioned to Become the Me I Want to Be, I interviewed a lot of dads that are entrepreneurs, and one said something very cool that always stuck with me, and that made me even push more towards the eulogy so important. He mentioned to me and he said, look, we're all looking at, okay, what do I want to leave behind? Like what legacy do I want to leave behind, right? Legacy meaning your kids, right? However, what about a multi-generational legacy? Meaning, what am I leaving behind? Not just for our kids. What am I leaving behind for our kids' kids, our kids' kids' kids, and our kids' 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 kids, right?
Wow.
And that was profound for me. And that made me realize, like, okay, I want that part within my eulogy. And I shared it with my clients as in, like, you got to think of that. You got to think that far. So one of the big things, for example, that comes up that we can see right now is climate. What are we doing to leave this earth better than when we got into it? Because, and that's always a discussion that we can have, of course, you know, if we have to believe what's going on, it looks like, you know, we're on the wrong track, and 50, 100 years from now, there won't be an Earth left to live on. So, yes, we can decide, you know, let's go into space and find a planet and live there, possibility. Or we can change now and start looking at, like, what can we do? Like, for example, stop buying the general food, which is bad for you anyway, but let's start buying organic. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive. However, it's better for my body. It's better for the environment. So... Yep. And that then helps our kids to make sure that they also have a planet to live on. From the eulogy, once you have that done, you know, I always look at my clients as like, okay, what's the vision in different areas of your life and different areas of your business? And I always start with life first, because we're on this earth to live our life and not to live for our business. So I like people to focus on that and then focus on, okay, what about you? Like, what do you want for yourself? How do you want your relationship to be? How do you want to be as a partner? And of course, how do you want to be as a dad or as a mom? How do you want to be as a friend? How do you want to be as a son or a daughter, et cetera, et cetera. So you fill all that out. What kind of house do you want to live in? You know, everything, not the typical, you know, I want to have a house with a picket fence and a dog and a cat. And, you know, I don't know what, no. What is it that you want? Right. And I love this because some people, they want like the big house and the cars, and that's fantastic. If that's you, then I was going to quote Kevin Hart, do you, boo-boo.
Love it.
For me, for example, that's not what I want. Like, I want to travel more. I want to spend more time with our kids. I want them to show the world. I want them to learn more about different cultures and I don't care about the cars. We have one car and it runs. It gets me from A to B safe and I'm happy, right? We have an apartment, which is great. It's on the ground floor. So in case COVID comes again back and we're already here in Spain in the fifth wave, right? We're here. You said like they're open everything up over here again. They're about to shut everything down again here. We live on the first floor. We have a patio so they can play outside. I can drop them off the balcony and just bring them down to the floor. That's... You know, it's a little step. They're on the floor. They get grass here. They can play, right? And they still can be outside because we had a period where we couldn't even go outside. Like the kids were inside the house. We're happy, right? We get to help our animals and stuff like that. And that's what we focused on. So we were focused on more like how can we help humanity and also how can we help animals, especially dogs here in Spain are very badly treated. We want to help them. And we focus on that. And we focus on other kids, right? And we told you that before. I'm sponsoring with my new project. We rescue kids, right? Which is a nonprofit organization in the United States.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah.
So that's the things that we focus on. Again, there's no right or wrong. However, you can't live unless you have that vision of this is where I want to go. Then you need to know where am I at? And then, very important, you need to know who must I become? Where am I at? Who must I become to achieve all those visions? Once you got all that, which is not, again, it's not easy. It takes work. However, it is so worth it, Theresa. It is so worth it, right? Because it will give you a motivation. It will give you a drive. And you along the way, you will learn so much, you will grow on every single level that you can imagine. And that's what I enjoy most. And the one little tip that if I can give one little tip extra.
Yes, please.
It's very important for yourself to know what's most important in your life, to have that order. Because in life, life's going to throw all kinds of things at you all the time. And, you know, and everything happens at the same time. It's never like, you know, okay, here comes this and then you can take care of that. And then comes the next thing. No, most of the times it's everything at the same time. And then the only way you can really is by you being able to easily say no, yes, because that's my main priority, right? And the order that I made for myself is my spiritual connection is the first one, right? I think that's the most important one. And it doesn't matter what kind of religion you're in. It's that's why I call it spiritual, you know, spirituality, as in it, however you fill that in. Right. And the next one is you. And especially mothers have a hard time with this, because for them, the first thing that comes is their kids and then their husband. And then maybe if there's a little bit of time left, it is them. And that's a huge mistake, because you get burned out, you get tired of life and everything, and you're just wondering, like, when is my time going to come? And your only time is going to come when you decide this is my time right now. And it's the same for me. Like, I was focused so much on the kids, and I told my wife, like, the kids come first. And it's actually a mistake, because after I've taken care of me, I need to take care of my wife. I need to make sure that I do everything possible for her and our relationship, because in the end, the kids are going to be here, and this is my calculation. I know Spanish people, for example, since I live here now, I'm starting to learn, like, kids live here till they're like 25, 30 at home. All right, my vision is at 18, they're out. You're on your own. Fly, baby, fly. So that's the vision that I have. So everything that I do is working towards that. And that's important for me. And then after my wife come my kids. And then after the kids come the family and friends. And then after that come the business. And now it's easy for me to make a decision. So if I have a client call, for example, and my mom calls me and says something is, you know, something happened and I have to go there, which is a 4-hour drive, I will tell my client, I'm sorry, I have to cancel our call. We'll reschedule. I got to go and you know, help my parents out. If my kids come in and, you know, we're on this call right now and my kids come in, then with all due respect, Teresa, I apologize. I have to attend to him right now. If it's urgent, if it's not,
I totally agree.
Right?
I totally agree.
That really helps. And it, when I found this out and started implementing this in my life, and as I said, it's been different. So again, I put my kids first. That was a big mistake. I was getting heavier. I was getting really out of shape because I wasn't focused on me, and the relationship with my wife was suffering. I'm not going to lie. Right? And that's when I started thinking, this is not working. And also not for them. Like, in the end, it's not working for them either, because they need to see a healthy relationship between their mom and dad. They also need to see a healthy relationship that we have with ourselves. And because they copy us, especially in the beginning. So it's very important that we first, and I show them, like, in the morning, I do my morning system. They can wake up, they come in, they see me either meditating or doing some breathing exercises or some exercises. They see me drinking all kinds of waters and teas and stuff like that. And they're now asking, like, hey, Dad, we're eating this, but you're eating that. Like, why are you eating this? Well, because this is, you know, the healthy version, and that is an okay version, right? And they're like, I want to try that healthy version because, you know, and again, a call comes from that vision that I have. I don't instill it on them. They don't have to change anything. However, because they see me and they see how I am progressing, how I now, even at 43 years old, I'm getting stronger. You know, they see my body change. They see how much I run with them. I play football with them. Just sit there sometimes 4 hours a day. I'm the only parent that doesn't sit down and is just running around with all the kids. And wow. That's not to show off, and it's just to show that that's my vision. And sometimes I think, like, and I also keep thinking, right? Is this healthy? Like, am I not always on top of the kids? And, you know, how is that going to help them grow up? Like, maybe I should let them go and then play. And however, I see that they are nicer to other kids. They are more outgoing. So they say, thank you, please. Than the other kids that their parents are not watching them or being with them at all. So for now, I see it as, you know, it's working for me. Again, everybody has their own vision and dream, and I help you realize that vision and dream for as well as I can. However, just like I challenge myself, I also challenge you. I also will challenge you, is like, is that true? Like, you know, is that really what you want? And you know, do you know what you have to give up, for example? So that's
amazing, man, is what that is. That's amazing. Thank you. You know, you and I, we had a conversation the other day, and it was the first time I got a chance to talk with you. And then you agreed to come on to the show, and I want to thank you for coming on. But literally, in this little, you know, this little segment here that we've been able to be on together, we touched on this much. I mean, I hope you'll come back often, because there's so much stuff that you can share and help. And you really do, just listening to you, it opens your eyes. You know, I'm a grandparent. Everybody knows that I brag about my grandsons all the time on the air, and being able to spend that time with them and not just sit on the sidelines and actually be out there with them. Yeah, I want that too. I don't want to just sit there and watch their lives, you know, run past me literally. So before I let you get out of the hot seat, sir, how do they find you? What's next for you? What's going on?
I appreciate that. So, they can find me, and mostly I'm on Facebook. That's my go-to social media platform. My name, Klaas van Oosterhout. You can search for that. I don't think there's anybody else but me with that name. so that should be easy to find me. And what am I working on? I have an amazing project that I told you about that's absolutely fantastic, where I interview just phenomenal guests, absolutely phenomenal guests, and going to interview some more. The goal is 100 masters of productivity. To interview them, and they're real short, about 15 minutes each, and they just give their number one productivity hack that has helped them achieve their success. Guests, for example, like I mentioned to you, like John Lee Dumas, who is the owner of Entrepreneur on Fire. He just came out with his new book. You know, he's living his dream life. It's absolutely phenomenal. Like, he lives in I believe Costa Rica. Now I'm doubting, but I believe it's Costa Rica, but he lives beautifully. He has his house, his swimming pool. He has absolutely what he wants. And it's interesting to hear from them, like, you know, what has been their productivity hacks? Been interviewing Les Brown's daughter, Serena Brown, some movie stars, and amazing entrepreneurial parents and really successful entrepreneurs that are in the multiple figures yearly. And it's just been a lot of fun, and it's very educational for me as well to see, like, what is their productivity hack, right? If I can mention one little thing, my first guest, for example, Monica Tanner, she blew me away right away, because when we think about productivity, we always think about, you know, planning, scheduling, goal setting, and stuff like that. And she immediately goes, the biggest productivity hack for me is to make sure that my relationship with my partner is 100%. And I was like, that makes so much sense, because I was thinking all of a sudden, like, oh yeah, how many times have I sat here at my computer trying to work after I had an argument with my wife, or after we didn't have an argument, but she did something that I didn't, you know, I was expecting her to do something else, and blah, 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 and I'm just sitting here, my head going, right? And I was like, that makes so much sense. And I was so blessed to have her as a first guest, because it's a completely different productivity hack than most people think of. And so far, all the guests, they all had different productivity hacks, which makes it just phenomenal. Because, you know, yes, you might have already been working on your relationship, and that's perfect. However, what about this one or that one? Or, you know, are you scheduling, or are you prioritizing? It's phenomenal. So just for me, it's educational. And as I mentioned to you, it is my opportunity to help the founder of We Rescue Kids, which I'm very proud of. 50% of everything goes straight to her organization, where she helps. So that's a United States-based organization, and she helps abused kids in the United States to get the necessary help they need to make sure that they are able to also live a normal life, or better yet, live life of their dreams, even though they have suffered and gone through an incredibly traumatized experience. And I just love that. I'm so blessed to be able to do this. The founder, I met her in 2018, I believe, and she gave a presentation, and she shared her experience being abused, and I was I was bawling. You know, you picture your grandma, so you picture probably your kids and their and your grandkids. I was picturing that. I was bawling. It was devastating. And then to see her just shine, sparkle, have an amazing business, and now helping, you know, living her dream life, helping other kids to overcome their traumas, is just, yeah, again, I'm blessed to be able to be a part of that. And
I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, this is going to be like amazing. You know, I'm probably going to sit there with a big bowl of popcorn. You know, and just go through them, you know, one after the other.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I hope you also bring, make sure you got pen and paper, because I always say, like, you know, if you watch these shows, and then same for this show, exactly. Now make sure you got pen and paper, and not just that, I mean, you can write down everything you want. I think that's the biggest problem that people have with book reading, for example. Like people ask you, like, what's your goal with reading books? And they go like, oh, I want to read 100 books this year. Well, my goal is to read one. As simple as that. Because I don't care about how many books I read. I care about reading one book that's really going to help me propel forward, right? And right now, that one book for me is John Lee Dumas's book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success. And it's a phenomenal book. And I don't just read it from, you know, front to back. I read it and then go, okay, what can I do now? What, like, you know, I want that book that tells me, like, okay, now you got to figure out this. And then you take notes, you implement. And that's the same with these kind of things, with these kind of interviews, or you got to listen, like, is there just one golden nugget that just goes in your brain? Write it down, implement. Implement, awesome. And figure out, is it working for me? Great. Is it not? Like, you still have that vision, right? That's why you thought that's a golden nugget. You had that vision, you shared that, and now you're like, okay, that didn't work, but maybe I can make it work for me by changing this. You know, I go like a Kiwi, like, okay, boom. Now I got a different approach. Let me try this, right?
That's, I love it.
That's the way.
I love it. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I hope you'll come back. Let's do maybe a 9 at 9 and just dig in on one topic for 9 minutes before my rude producer cuts us off. I think it'll be a lot of fun. You are an amazing guy and you're stuck with me now. I'm going to be bugging you all the time.
You are welcome to do so. I had a blast as always. I had a blast when we spoke to each other. Online, but off the show, as well as on the show now. You're a fantastic host, and I appreciate the invite. And yeah, absolutely. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me to come back, you can count on me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, everybody, you know how we do this. I love sitting down with experts from all over the world that are talking about the subjects that are passionate for them, that they love so much, that, you know, that they want to help you find your ideal life. I really hope you caught a few nuggets here and there. I caught a ton, took a lot of notes, and, you know, just got to have him come back on again. As always, I thank you for watching. I hope you'll be here next time. And as I always like to say, I'm Tigo, and I'll talk to you next time.